Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for coming. A couple quick comments, and I'll answer questions for you. Number one is 12 noon, 90-plus degree heat, and I saw every seat filled, and I'm just speak on behalf of our team and our coaches. That's a wow. You know, most schools across the country, you play a game like this, and it's not like that. So I just want to be real clear, and, you know, just, man, oh, man, that's awesome to look up there. And I do. I counted them. I just think that's – and our team talked about that for a few minutes afterwards. So I speak on behalf of our players saying thank you for our support. I'll answer questions for you.
Far left, Ari.
Urban, Dwayne had a pretty good – right over here, a pretty good chunk of playing time today. Was wondering, it seemed like he had some zip on his ball, looked pretty good. Then he had that pick six. Can you just give an evaluation of how you thought he played overall?
I hate to do that because I'm usually wrong until I watch the videotape. But I think it was good to get Joe in there too. But I think Dwayne played pretty good. That's inexcusable to throw it right to the guy. So obviously it's a young player, as a freshman, and they got to grow through that.
Joe didn't come into the game till at the very end, and
he's still about 90%, and so you couldn't even take a snap at the end. Then, but
did he hurt himself at the end there?
It's the same injury. Broken hand.
But, did anything, aggravation or anything? Because it looked like he came off.
No, he's one of those guys that he won't tell you he's hurt. You know, he tries to, he has a broken bone. They're saying don't throw, and I'm looking over, he's throwing the week after he hurt it because he's so tough. So he's just being cautious.
Far right over here, Clay.
I don't know if you concern yourself with this kind of stuff, but now that Dwayne has proven he's pretty good, but he's not immortal, do you think the fan base would be more accepting or less critical of JT, and does that matter?
Well, I started the press conference thanking our fan base for being there, but I'm not going to take a poll and ask them. That's out of that, not being disrespectful to our fans. But, quarterback's a tough position. He needs to continue working. I'm very, he doesn't throw that darn ball in the coverage like that. Very pleased, but he's got work to do. But you can see the talent.
Far left over here, Dom.
Urban, you wanted to see improvement out of your offense with JT in there, 5 touchdown tosses. Just overall, your thoughts of how the offense improved.
Probably the same thoughts as everybody else. Let's go do that against a team that's equally matched. And that's my challenge every day for myself, for our coaches, more importantly, and then obviously our players. So that's our challenge. Big Ten Conference officially starts, and. But we also understand you're seeing a bunch of receivers. There's 6 of them that 7 different people caught touchdown passes.
Correct.
And that's, that's pretty neat to see that happen. And I want to say the ones that caught really had few to begin with as we started the season. Paris didn't have any, right? I think Terry McLaurin made a couple. Ben Victor maybe had 1. And so you're seeing some growth right now.
Third row right, Rob.
Urban, following up on that, is this – hard to get a strategic breakthrough when you have a game when you can do whatever you want that first half, or is this more confidence builder for everybody?
All the above. I think I'm very pleased with coming out with the, this is when coaching and we got to get them ready to go. But you imagine looking up there at the scoreboard and 17-14 in the second quarter, something like that. And that they still have to go out there and play very hard. And I thought they did. I was very pleased with the first team no nonsense went out and played as hard as they possibly could.
Front row left, Tim.
Urban, C.J. Saunders getting that touchdown pass, that catch too. He's coming on and on, it looks like, in the wide receiver rotation. Just what's your thoughts on him, and also Rashad
Berry? Actually a good player. He's a, his body, you wish we could, do something to get a little stronger and more, it's more strength, because he's really a good little player. He's just not very big. Coach Mick's working hard at that. Rashad Berry, very talented guy that is coming and coming and coming. I wish it happened yesterday, but you can see the talent. He runs through people, but then he laid it on the ground on one time going in. So a very talented guy that I love his attitude, though, right now.
Front row middle, Austin.
Urban, I have a football question, but first, before the game, it seemed like you had a really special moment with your grandson and your daughter. I just wondered, what that meant for you to have him out here today.
I already said that I think I know my Christmas present for – it's going to be a nice canvas picture of me and my grandson in the horseshoe. So that was awesome.
And these guys that Tim mentioned with Saunders and Barry, and JT wasn't throwing to them as the second half of the game, But do you envision that those two can take what they did and then be a bigger factor in that rotation for you?
I think for sure Rashad Berry can. I just, once again, CJ's got to, you know, you can't be a hood ornament, and that means you have to be able to block, you have to be able to do all the things. You know, we've had that trouble before with the smaller guys, you know, what they can't play. And so his issue is, can he get strong enough to play at this level? Because he's got the shake, he's got the hands, he's got the courage, he's got the go-to or will-to, but he's just got to get stronger.
And final question, far left, Doug.
Urban, you guys attacked the perimeter so much with the bubble screens last week. And now this week, JT was hitting some throws in the middle of the field, in the heart of the defense.
Excuse me.
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Is that a reaction? Did you see UNLV react to what you guys did last week, maybe try to take that outside away, and it opens other things up?
Well, a lot of those were still bubbles. The middle, if you can see, that's actually a concept where the bubble screen, and then you can see number two coming in there. And so if they start jumping the bubble, we have compliments off that. So I like the where you were starting to do, and I think Kevin and Ryan Day are doing a good job making sure it's compliments to things that we do well.
And I'm sorry, Coach, one last question. Bill?
Urban, how concerned are you about the defensive pass interference calls?
Very concerned. Terrible. That's awful.
And also, just kind of a game like this, what's the greater significance of this? What do you take from this, good or bad, from this game?
Fast start. We got some young players. The necessity to play in front of 110,000 people. And I take a lot of positives out of it as you get ready for conference play.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.